time for Lickin' on Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now here's your host of Lickin' on Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Listeners, in a market where volume is down so much and where so few financing opportunities seem to exist, every potential new opportunity you come across is so important. Therefore, you want to find out a way to close every deal possible that you come across. Today, we're going to be talking and focusing on just that, how you can capture more opportunities. And I got your attention with that opener. Joining me today is one of our sponsors, Jeremy Foster, the founder and chairman of Kelk, which provides consumers through a select group of lenders a service where they can buy a new home before a consumer can. They will buy a new home from a consumer before the consumer sells their existing home. Obviously, if they're needing to make a move, this is a huge service, and it's commonly referred to as buy before you sell, BBYS. That's all we need in the industry, another acronym, BBYS. Thinking of some other things like BYB or whatever, but anyway, thinking about that. Anyway, we're here, and joining us today on this topic is Amy Smith. She's Senior Vice President of Sales at Alcova Mortgage, and we're excited to have both of you. Amy, Jeremy, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, we're excited.
And we're so excited. And Amy, this is your first debut on the podcast, so I'm really looking forward to it. Full disclosure, Alcova is a client of mine, and Jeremy, I'm an investor in Kelk as well as an advisor to Kelk. So this is all a part of the family. But folks, even if I wasn't affiliated with Jeremy and Kelk, and even if I wasn't coaching the owners of Alcova, I would want you to listen to this. This is the great content. So let's start off with you, Jeremy. There's a lot of companies offering buy before you sell, BBYS, out there. Please explain why your program is different and how it is a better option than some of the others there, if you wouldn't mind.
The first way that we're different is we're lender-centric, and I'll go into that in a little bit more detail. But the second reason we're different is we're really the pioneers of what I would call the third wave of the buy before you sell solution. And if you want to think about the root problem that consumers are trying to solve for, at the root of the challenge for your borrowers is the fact that they have to qualify from a debt-to-income perspective based on all of their debt. And if Fannie and Freddie are going to buy a mortgage, they want to know that consumer is not laboring under more debt payments than they can handle. Right. And so we as an industry over the last several decades have built a workaround around that to enable people who have a house today and are trying to buy a house at the same time and can't make both mortgage payments. We've built a workaround to solve for that, which is you get pre-approved with a home sale contingency on the departing residence, and then you have to go make a contingent offer on the next home, and you can't actually close and move in until you sell your current home. Right. And we've gotten so used to that as an industry, we think that's natural, but from a borrower's perspective, and even from a real estate agent's perspective, that's really a natural process. You wouldn't think of another place where, hey, you use this thing every day, sell it to me before you get the replacement. It's not a normal way to do this. And it brings with it a lot of pain points for consumers. It means an average of 14 times a real estate agent is going to call and tell them something along the lines of, hey, David, great news. I got a potential buyer who wants to look at your house. Would you please kick the dogs outside, shove the kids in a closet, go downstairs and scrub the toilet? I'll be there in an hour, right? It's a pretty terrible experience. And people go through a lot of workarounds. The pods exist mainly as a workaround for the solution, right? People load their stuff up into pods. They move into a hotel. They move into an apartment. Sometimes we heard a horror story last year about somebody who went that way and they ended up with their kids in the wrong school district because the home they were trying to buy fell through, right? You have a lot of pain that people feel around this process. It also really weakens the real estate agent's ability to negotiate, right? If the real estate agent working on behalf of the lender's borrower is trying to go out and buy their next house, and the seller of that home has two offers to consider. One is, hey, great news. I've been pre-approved through David to buy your house once I sell my home. I don't know exactly when that will be. And by the way, I hope that doesn't mess up your ability to buy your next house, but that's great news, right? That's not nearly as powerful as, hey, Amy's approved me for a mortgage and I can close February 15th. If you're the person selling that other home, you're going to take Amy's financing every day of the week and twice on Sunday. And the real estate agents can parlay that. And that means that they're about four times as likely to win that home with a non-contingent offer as with a contingent offer. And when they win that home, they're typically going to end up paying less than they would have to pay if they were making a contingent offer, usually 3 to 4% less. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. And it's just such a compelling proposition, especially like I said in my opening comments, in a market where every deal counts. And Amy, that's really where you come in. And I'm really wanting to get your perspective on why Alcova selected Kelk. One thing we know about the three owners of Alcova Mortgage, we affectionately refer to as 3AM, three owners of Alcova Mortgage, they are not quick to make a decision. And so they really do their research. Even when you're talking to them, they've mastered the pregnant pause. I always tease them about that. So they're slow in responding. They're just really contemplative. They're very deliberate and intentional in a very positive way. The other thing I really like, Amy, is they defer to you. They may think it's a great idea, but they come back and come to you. So I want to get your perspective from Alcova's perspective, your perspective. Yeah, Alcova selected it, and then you also doubled down and selected it. I want to get your perspective on why you saw Kelk as the best solution of all the various options out there.
Absolutely. And David, as we've been consulting with you for a long time, so we are forever grateful to you introducing us to Jeremy and Kelk and the trade-in mortgage, because it's made a huge difference for us. And I will say two of our owners are engineers, which could be why they're a little slow. Sometimes they like to dissect and pick and look at stuff, but they're also extremely innovative, and they were so excited about this. And they looked at this as a solution to a problem that we were having. And the solution is unique and thoughtful. And it also involves real estate agents and lenders, and we can keep our partnership together. And that, I think, is the big difference with Jeremy's company, the trade-in mortgage and Kelk, versus other buy before you sell out there. Companies, because it discounts us a little bit. I can't tell you how many times we've run into situations where we could not qualify borrowers, and especially in this market, because contingency is a bad word to sellers right now. It's a seller's world. There's very limited inventory. And if you have contingencies on your offers that include selling your current home, it can cause you to lose the deal. So it's not even solving a problem around qualification and debt ratio. It helps you get your offer. And I also truly believe it creates inventory, because it can get people off the fence that want to move, that want to buy up, but they just don't want that stress and hassle of a simultaneous close and trying to get their house buttoned up and moved out. You were saying, Jeremy, and showing it, and they can move on and feel good and do what they need to do to still sell that home on the open market for best price. But if it will not sell, Kelk stepping in and they're buying it, it's like an assurance to them. It was a unique solution to a real problem that we were having. And it was also something we could bring our realtors as a solution to a problem they're having too, honestly.
Yeah, no, I'm sure this is welcome news to everyone involved in this thing, the buyer, the realtor, and of course, you guys find to offering the financing. How has your experience been so far? And can you give us any examples where this has made the difference, and how many more transactions you've been able to close as a result of Kelk being in the picture?
Yeah, so I can say as far as implementation and learning about it and our experience with Kelk, it's been amazing. Their support staff is great. Their microsite that we direct our borrowers to is easy to use, and our borrowers enjoy working with them. And we did a really good job of explaining it to our operations staff and underwriters when they got these deals, because we knew the minute we rolled this out to sales, they were going to be all over it, and we were going to get deals that involved Kelk. And so we wanted our operation staff to fully understand how it worked. But I can give you some real examples of, I have a loan officer in the Richmond area. He's one of our top producers, and he can tend to be slow to adapt to new programs and products because he's very successful living in a vanilla world. And he had a borrower who had put 8 contracts on 8 different homes and could not get one accepted because he had to sell his current home. And he called one day and said, "What is this Kelk stuff you keep talking about and you did training on. And can this solve this guy's problem? Absolutely, it can solve his problem. And we directed him to the microsite. He got an offer relatively quickly from Calc. Tony contacted his realtor. They were out shopping the next day and he actually put a contract on a home and secured it. And so it was a huge solution to that problem. And I'll tell you, it works well in divorce situations too. I've had several.
Big one.
Yes, where you have it, and not that's a great thing, but people do get divorced and you've got one party that wants to leave the home and they're not sure what they're going to do with the home, but they're probably going to sell it. And we have used Calc for spouses that are leaving. If both spouses agree to sell the home, when they get an offer from Calc and they sign off on that, I can qualify the one that's moving out for the new home without them having to physically have sold that home yet. So it's been a great solution to a couple of divorce situations. We've also picked up deals just by doing lunch and learns with realtors and talking about Calc, because the realtors know who are in these stressful situations. They know who they have taken out shopping, who have said, I really want to move. I want to buy a home, but gosh, the stress of my other home and having to sell it at the same time is too much. They know about those people. They also know the ones that can't qualify, but they don't want to have to sell it right away. Just in doing lunch and learns with our realtors, we pick up deals daily from it.
Yeah. And I know you'll answer this question honestly, because even though we have Jeremy on the call, but how has working with Calc actually been? How the interaction with Calc, how have you and the buyers that you've been working with, what has been that experience?
We feel like they're our team member, quite honestly, because their service has been so great. And when my underwriters or processors need something from them, they reach out to the representative that the borrower is assigned to and working with, and they get us stuff instantly. Their communication is awesome. Their customer service is amazing. They're educators. They help explain what they're doing to our borrower. So our borrower doesn't necessarily have to 100% rely on the loan officer to totally understand the whole process through Calc. I can tell you, we've had not one complaint. Everybody's been satisfied, and it's just been great.
Yeah. And knowing Jeremy and the way he runs businesses, I'm not surprised with that. But Jeremy, let's talk a little bit about the buy before you sell options that are out there. There's a number of other vendors that are in the space. And I'd love to have, if you wouldn't mind, help anyone listening to this saying, what should I be looking at? What are the key factors that should weigh into the decision that as I go look at the various options out there? Of course, we're going to recommend you. And I think there's a lot of reasons why you really are the only solution, but help break this down for us, if you would mind.
Yeah. So I'll do that in a couple of ways. I would say from the lender's perspective, the biggest difference is embedded in what Amy just talked about. We view our lender partners as our customers and the borrowers are their customers, right? Okay. So it's on us to be a good team member. And for that reason, we don't work with every lender because the lenders are dependent upon us to do a good job on the departing residents. Right. And we're dependent upon the lender to do a good job with the borrower. And that's been one of the things that's been great about Alcova is they run such an incredibly tight ship that it's really easy for us to work together. That's very different from a lot of our competitors today, most of whom, by the way, as little as a year ago, were lender competitors, right? So I would say that there's been three big waves of this kind of movement from a consumer process perspective. You have what people call the iBuyers, like Open Door, that just buy the old home on demand every time. It works, but it's really expensive for consumers. It disintermediates the lender and it disintermediates the real estate agent. Neither one of them get any business in that model. The second big model is the power buyer model. And what this was is the power buyer buys the next home and leases it back to the customer. That model was built to work more in conjunction with real estate agents, but it disintermediated the lenders. Most of the time, those power buyers were coming around and saying, and even when they worked with lenders, they'd come around and say, our fee is 1.9% of the next house plus a half a percent a month. And we'll discount it to 1.4 if you give us the mortgage. And they were competing with lenders. And Calc, from the ground up, not only pioneered the third model, which is we're going to address in a legitimate, not trying to like bait and switch kind of way, but actually meeting the objectives that Fannie and Freddie have of knowing that the home is going to be sold. We make a guaranteed offer on the departing residents, and then we give the borrower 120 to 150 days not to choose not to go through with it. That's really key. but to replace us with someone else who buys their home at full price.
Okay.
And so our fees tend to be lower. A lot of the competitors now are pivoting to our model and they're trying to partner with lenders because mortgage got tough. But I'd say one real question is, first big question, can I trust that this person who competed with me a year ago isn't going to compete with me next year?
Yeah.
That should be a big question at the top of every lender's mind. We have never originated a mortgage in competition with our lenders. We never will originate a mortgage in competition with our lenders. Like from the ground up, we've been built to work with our lenders. The second
really
big thing
so
is
important.
That brings some real customer service and process differences, right? If what you built was a process to onboard the mortgage yourself, like our competitors did, then trying to kludge that process onto somebody else's mortgage origination process is a bad experience. And there are a lot of horror stories out there about how bad that experience can be. Our process has been built from the ground up to slot alongside and not interfere with our lending partners' operations, right? They get a real clean agreement back from us. They know what to do with it, and their own operating processes move forward from there. We also do a whole lot, again, because we've been built to empower and enable them. Our lenders get a lot of support that elevates their brand. So the microsite that Amy was mentioning, our lending partners get a custom branded microsite. Their brand is first. When a borrower comes through that, the LO and the real estate agent get tagged, and the lender automatically get, because it came through their microsite, there's no way around knowing that's their customer, and we never remark it. So that's their customer, and we treat that
really
as
good.
A sacred obligation, and everything is built to make that work smoothly and cleanly. And then we also empower them with a digital asset management platform. They get their, like, we brand and co-brand their materials with their logo, their colors, all of that stuff. And then if they want to do additional outreach to real estate agents, they have a license to a digital asset management platform that they can log in and customize for that agent partnership, and we'll a lot of times help provide air cover, help book lunch and learn, send people out to educate. Like Amy said, we really think of ourselves as educators and partners first. And I think those are all really big items. And then I think the other really important one is this compliant? Am I going to have loans get put back on me? That's happened with some of our competitors, right? And so that's a big deal. And then I'd say the last big thing is, will my borrower's data be secure? We're SOC 2 compliant. There's just a difference in the level of data security that we have to manage to as a third-party partner. And I'd say key things, we are not going to compete with you. We are going to empower you. We are going to be compliant. And your borrower's data is secure and isn't going to be remarketed to anybody else.
Listeners, we're recording this on a Zoom, and so we're all looking at each other as we're talking here. And as Jeremy's talking, I'm watching Amy's head nodding affirmatively about all of this. But I really want to go back to you, Amy, and get a little more insights as how working with Kelk has impacted your business, and specifically the area of growth. We're all looking for more business, as we said earlier. And then also, what are some of the problems that this product has solved for you and your team? Obviously, you're getting more deals done, but are there any other problems that you're specifically solving?
I think we're building trust with our realtor partners, and we're coming to them with a solution to a problem they have. I can give specific examples, and I can go on. And we talked about a few earlier of where we were able to save deals, pick up deals, get deals. But when you come with a solution like this to your realtor partners, you're actually going to get more business from them because they look at you as somebody that's really adding value, that really knows what's going on in the industry, that's there to help solve their problems too. And for the realtors that we have saved the day with having this for them, we're getting more business because of that. So we've definitely seen growth over it.
So it's creating a real advantage in the marketplace for you, a competitive advantage.
Yes. It absolutely has. And I wanted to touch on something that Jeremy said when he used the word compliant and making sure we can sell our loans. And that's why when my owners were looking at this, they put it on my desk to say, is this real? Is this really going to work? Because in the mortgage world, and we always think that if we're going to discount an exiting property's mortgage payment, that we need a closing CD. The house needs to be sold, or they need to get a tenant in and provide a lease and show that they're going to rent it. But Fannie and Freddie both have a guideline written in there that most people are not aware of, that if you have a non-contingent offer on your home, that you can discount that payment. And so that's exactly what Calc is putting, is a non-contingent offer, which allows our underwriters to discount the payment on the home. And they're such a good partner that when they were thinking of changing some things in the contract, they actually presented it to me to get my opinion. And I'm like, I think it's going to make it cause a problem when we go to sell. And they're like, absolutely, we're not going to do it. They just truly are. I can't speak highly enough of how I feel. They truly are a partner. But yeah, definitely getting more business just because if you take one or two touchy, sensitive situations for a realtor and you solve that problem, they're going to truly look at you as, I'm going to trust you with everything at this point. You're getting my business. Yeah. So
that's such a great point. And then as we look at the markets, so what markets are you primarily in? Not those people that don't know who Alcova and the markets you serve. What are the markets that is your footprint or that is the origination footprint for Alcova?
Pretty much the East Coast. We're not into New Jersey, New York, areas up far north, but we're in Virginia and North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Florida. So you're looking in that East Coast up to Ohio, Pennsylvania.
So it's good. There's a lot of different markets within that market. It's really where I'm trying to go to. So even though you may be out on the West Coast or anybody, thing like that, you actually have found that this will work in different markets and price ranges and everything else. All of them.
All of our markets. Yeah. And honestly, most markets are having inventory problems right now. So this is the perfect solution to that problem.
Jeremy, is there any markets that you found that this won't work in, that Kelk is not a fit in?
Now we're going to put a limit on how much. We're not going to buy a house more than $1.2 million. So we're not going to be useful in Beverly Hills.
What's wrong with,
but if you look
at redlining Beverly Hills, shame on you.
But if you look at, and again, like I said, it's not redlining because we will make a $1.2 million offer if it solves the problem on a house that's worth more than enough.
I was joking, but there may be someone who's listening to this going, yeah, so I'm glad you clarified that.
Yep. But we will, what we try to focus on when we look at what lenders we want to partner with, we really look at two things in terms of a good partner. And are they innovative? Alcova has been fantastic. They were our first partner to choose to move forward with us. And I think they were the second partner to actually process a transaction with us. And they're innovative. They're thoughtful. And that's, I think, the other thing I would say, Amy called this out too. We need to work with thoughtful, innovative partners who are polished. And so for us, it's less about what markets will we go into. And it's more about what markets are the partners we want to work with. And that's
one of the characteristics of the partners that you're going to work with, I think, is one of the things is, and again, having the privilege of coaching and consulting to Alcova and seeing just how well they are run. It is really exceptional. So anyone who doesn't know Alcova, you need to get to know this. It's a great example in our industry of someone who is extremely well run. And then they'll be the first to say, we're not perfect, but it's that intentional, deliberate approach to managing the business, Amy, that I have experienced in working with them over the last 3-4 years. And that's exactly what you've been there for a good amount of time too, Amy, haven't you?
Since 2015, and they were a customer of mine before I was an AE that they sold loans to. So I've known them for years. Yeah.
I didn't know that part of the story. That's very good. Yeah. Yes. I know they're going to listen to this, so kudos to them. They deserve a shout out for what they're doing. And Jeremy, I love the solution that you're bringing. Jeremy, how can people get a hold of you or someone there at Kelk to learn more?
So you can learn more either by signing up for our webinar or visiting our website, or just call and we're happy to set up a time and to talk with you one-on-one. So easiest way to do that is calkinc.com or tradeinmortgage.com. Either one should take you to a place where you can see some questions. And then right there, we have contact information. You can just click. We'll set up some time and would love to visit.
Yeah. And Kelk is spelled CALQUE. We need to make sure we put that out there because for those of us, it's a slightly unique spelling, playing on the sound.
Website is CALQUEINC.com. Good call out. Thanks, David.
Check it out. Very good. And Amy, for someone who's listening to this saying, yeah, I'd like to talk to Amy to get more insights into this. And I wonder about this. And we know if we call Kelk, they're just going to sell us. And of course they are. I find that you're very sincere, Jeremy, in your approach. You'll say you're very honest. You're not just going to give a sales pitch. If it works, it'll work for you. But you'll say what won't work. So very good. But still, people may want to talk to you, Amy. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
They can email me at asmith@alcova.com.
Smith. My gosh, that is just
easy.
About as vanilla as you can get.
Yes,
but nothing vanilla
absolutely.
About you at all. Alcova is so fortunate to have someone like you there, Amy, managing, working as a production manager there as an SVP. I just love your style. And again, you're licensed to speak your mind and bring your thought, critical thought to the process. And you have.
Yes.
And that's a great partnership. It's fun to see it. This has been a good interview. Thank you so much, listeners. Hope you pay attention to this. Get a hold of Jeremy. If you have any questions on how it's working, or you might say how it's really working, call Amy. You'll find out exactly what you heard today on this podcast is to be exactly what they're experiencing. Amy, thank you so much for joining in, and good job on your first podcast. Way
Holy
to go.
Cow,
David, I enjoyed it. It was fun. Yeah.
That's pretty easy. It's like any other conference call we do anyway. Thank you, Jeremy, for all that you do for helping so many buyers. Really, why I'm in the business is to help buyers get in homes. And you are doing such an amazing job of facilitating that. It's your brilliance. It was your vision you came up with. I remember we started working together 2-3 years ago or whatever it was. It seems like it's been maybe even longer, whatever it was. But I looked at your conscientious way of you looking at the competition, how are others doing it? And it was so intentional, like Alcova, which is very intentional. You have been very intentional building this out to make sure this is a sustainable solution that will last no matter what the market conditions are. Kudos to you, friend.
Thank you so much, David. Thank you for having me on this. And thank you for all your help as an advisor. And Amy, thank you so much for your partnership. You've just been phenomenal. So we've loved working with y'all. So.
We appreciate it. And thanks, David, for introducing us to Jeremy. We are forever grateful. So thank you.
Whole lot of love going on around here. Love it. Very good. Thank you much, listeners. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Jeremy. Have a great rest of your week. And go Alcova. Keep on charging. Doing well.
Woo!
Name the calc. All right. Thank you, everybody. Hey, listeners, this hot topic would not be possible without our sponsors. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Total Expert, Finastra, Byte Software, Lender Homepage, Angel AI, Truve, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, iEmergent, Modix, Mobility MMI, and Knowledge Group. There's so many good sponsors here, and we're so grateful for each one of them. Be sure to check out each of those sponsors and their spots on our website, LickitOnLending.com. Under the sponsorship page. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.